Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. More clouds than sun today, with a chance for showers. Highs level off around 79, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 48 tonight. Tomorrow, highs level off around 81. Lots of sunshine and dry. Thursday, clouds on the increase by Friday. Low 80s Thursday, upper 70s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 54.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. At least four head of cattle were killed after a wreck early Monday morning in North Lyon County. Julio Flores has more.
The crash happened around 2:30 a.m. in the 1300 block of U.S. Highway 56 between Allen and Admire and nearly 20 miles north of Emporia. Lynn County Deputy Robert Miller says 45-year-old Shauna Beck of Americus was westbound on U.S. 56 when at least five black cows climbed onto the highway. Beck's car hit the small herd and killed at least four of the cows. Beck was observed on site by medical responders and declined a hospital trip afterward. I'm Lou Flores.
Drinking water in Ark City is safe as the investigation into a cybersecurity incident continues. An issue involving its water treatment plant happened early Sunday. The utility had to switch to manual operations. Cybersecurity experts are investigating. Kansas has blue ribbon schools. Garfield Elementary in Augusta is one, also Lincoln Elementary in Junction City. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Mandy Fick in for Natalie Hadley. It is Tuesday, September 24th. It is 8:09 and time for your KQNK news being brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. This week, September 23rd through 29th, the Kansas Highway Patrol is partnering with Operation Lifesaver, Amtrak Police, and hundreds of local, state, federal, and railroad law enforcement departments for C-Tracks Think Train Week. KHP will be participating in Operation Clear Track alongside fellow law enforcement and first responders to raise awareness and enforce railroad-grade crossing and trespassing laws nationwide. Operation Clear Track is the largest single law enforcement railroad safety operation in the U.S. The goal of C-Track's Think Train Week's Operation Clear Track is to reduce pedestrian and driver injuries and fatalities around railroad tracks. Law enforcement will be stationed at targeted railroad grade crossings, handing out railroad safety cards to motorists and pedestrians, and issuing warnings and citations to violators. Federal statistics show that every 3 hours in the United States, a person or vehicle is hit by a train. Operation Clear Track is an effort by Operation Lifesaver, Inc., Amtrak Police, and law enforcement partners nationwide to raise awareness and strengthen rail safety in communities across the country. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Angus King of Maine introduced legislation to address the national housing shortage and make it easier for rural workers to live in the communities they serve. The Farmhouse to Workforce Housing Act would expand the existing housing preservation grants program to allow rural homeowners to construct additional housing on their property, such as an attached apartment unit or a small home nearby, to be available for rent. Currently, HPGs are underused and receive limited funding that can only cover small costs and repairs. This legislation would optimize the program for rural housing creation, increasing its funding and expanding eligibility for homeowners who want to participate. Senator Moran said there is a high demand for rural housing across Kansas, and it's important that our housing programs offer creative solutions to address this issue. Modernizing the Housing Preservation Grants Program will help create new avenues for renovating and constructing homes in smaller communities across the country. This new legislation would allow recipients to use HPG money to construct additional housing units either within or outside their home. Authorize funding for the nationwide program at $200 million. Offer grants of up to $100,000 to low or medium income recipients. Require the original home to be 25 years or older. Establish a required landlord education program to help owners learn how to oversee rental housing, and create a 5-year ownership and occupancy requirement upon completion to prevent homeowners from flipping their property at increased values and prevent developers from taking advantage of the program. The Kansas Water Office's KWO Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee, RAC, which includes Norton, Phillips, and Rooks counties, will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be Tuesday, October 1st at 12 p.m. via Zoom meeting. The agenda for this meeting will include a discussion of the Kansas Water Authority's strategic implementation process efforts, updates from the Kansas Water Office, and updates from each RAC member. The agenda and meeting materials can be found when available at kwo.ks.gov, or you may request copies by calling 785-296-3185 or toll free at 888-526-9283. The virtual link can be requested by emailing kwo.info@kwo.ks.gov. I'll be back with more of your news in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Acacia has released full site details for the 2025 state wrestling. The state tournaments will be held at 4 different sites on February 28th through March 1st, 2025. Class 6A girls and boys at the Advent Health Sports Park at Blue Hawk and Overland Park. Class 5A girls and boys at the Park City Arena in Park City. Class 4A girls and boys at the Tony's Pizza Events Center in Salina, and Class 321A girls and boys at Fort Hays State University in Hays. It's a busy time for farmers in Kansas with fall harvest underway. The Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. As the busy farming season is underway, each traveler in Kansas needs to be more aware of increased farm implement and truck traffic, said Captain Candace Brashears. In Kansas, we have many trucks exiting and entering the roadways at any given time. Traveling around these vehicles requires extra caution. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour. Farm equipment is often wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when sharing the road. Caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. Tips to keep in mind: don't assume the farmer knows you're there. Although most farmers regularly check for vehicles behind them, the majority of their focus must be spent looking ahead to stay on the road and watch for oncoming traffic. Implements are very loud, hindering their ability to hear your vehicle. Pass with extreme caution. Don't pass unless you can see clearly ahead of both your vehicle and the equipment you are passing. If there are curves or hills blocking your view, wait until you can clearly visualize the area you are passing in. You should not pass in a designated no-passing zone, even if you are stuck behind a farm vehicle. Do not pass if you are within 100 feet of any intersection, railroad grade crossing, bridge, elevated structure, or tunnel. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right of the side of the road, it does not mean it is turning right or allowing you to pass. Due to the size of some farm equipment, the farmer must execute wide left turns, so allow it plenty of room and time to turn and remain aware of any potential driveway or field they may be turning into. Be patient. Don't assume that a farmer can move aside to let you pass. Shoulders may be soft, wet, or steep, which can cause the farm vehicle to tip, or the shoulder may not support the weight of a heavy farm vehicle. They understand you are being delayed and will move over at the first safe location available. Think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed. When you see the slow-moving vehicle emblem, immediately slow down. While the emblems are visible from a long distance, it is difficult to judge the speed at which you are closing in on the vehicle, especially at night. And pay attention. When you are not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. It's a sign of the season, political campaigning, and the posting of campaign signs. The Kansas Department of Transportation again reminds the public that all political campaign signs or billboards are prohibited from being placed on state highway right-of-ways. By law, all right-of-way on state highways is exclusively for public highway purposes. Only regulatory, guide signs, and warning signs placed by KDOT are allowed on the 9,500-mile state highway system. KDOT has jurisdiction over all interstate, Kansas, and U.S. routes. When KDOT maintenance crews find political signs on state highway right-of-ways, the signs will be removed immediately and without notice. All such signs will then be taken to the closest KDOT sub-area office. Political campaign signs not retrieved from the sub-area offices will be disposed of after the election. Political campaign advertising is allowed on private property bordering state right-of-ways. However, people placing or erecting signs on private property must first obtain permission from the property owner. A state law passed in 2015 related to placement of campaign signs on city or county-owned right-of-ways does not apply to state highway right-of-ways. Persons placing signs on city street or county road right-of-ways should consult the local jurisdiction on any rules. Your menu for today at Eisenhower: for your lunch, you're going to enjoy corn dog, sweet potato tots, paper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. At the Norton Community High and Junior High School, your lunch today is walking tacos or chef salad, fruit, and milk. And at Northern Valley, your lunch today is pizza, potatoes, vegetable, and a fruit. Your KQ&K News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Head volleyball coach Andrew Murillo to talk about the team and their upcoming games.
I'm here with head volleyball coach Andrew Murillo. Coach, it's been a little while since we got to speak, but you've had a heavy couple weeks here. Let's start off with your first home match, and that was Hill City and Ellis. Of course, that was a couple weeks ago, but why don't you tell us how those went?
It went great. You know, varsity and JV took care of business. We just came ready to play, swept the night, and, you know, our varsity team just did an excellent job of serving. We've been really strong at the service line, and I think our match against Hill City, we had 16 aces, so if you put that in perspective, you know, if you split that in two, that's gosh, over a fifth of your points in each set, which is just absolutely incredible. So a lot of credit to the girls for buying into what we're preaching on being tough at the service line. And our serve receive was good, and we were terminating balls pretty well. You know, both of those teams, you got to give them credit. They tried hanging with us, but we were just the stronger teams those night. So,
how about on that junior varsity side? I know that they played pretty hard too.
Yeah, they did great. You know, they don't have as much size as, you know, typical JV teams, but man, I'll tell you what, they play with a lot of heart. They play really efficiently, and in the back row, they're just incredible. We have a few juniors on that team that help lead just in terms of their experience and, you know, have played in, at the JV level before, so it's not too much for them. And then we just have a freshman class that's really strong. You know, Caroline Farrenbrook, she's running a 5-1 offense with them, meaning she's the only setter, and she's bought into it, and she's got a really high IQ out there on the court. And Hallie Fonensteel, she is a defender that, you know, we have our eyes on, and she's been playing her heart out, and we're just really proud of them. And Coach Cox has just really got them to buy into her system, so really proud of those girls.
Speaking of the junior varsity part, you sent them over to Quinner over the weekend, that weekend, and they come out with a pretty good placing.
Yeah, they took the whole tournament. They didn't drop a set the whole day. I was really proud of them. It was nice for me to be able to go back and just watch Coach Cox lead them, and just for me to observe kind of just the future of what Norton Volleyball is going to be. Again, their defense was incredible. Their serve receive passing was great, and those are the main things that you need in a team that, you know, doesn't have the size as many other teams. And we got other teams were really frustrated out there, but they played really well. They played with heart. There were times where they were down and they just kept going, and they were the mentally tough team there. You know, they just had a lot of maturity, and in this game you have to have that to really get through those momentum shifts.
On the varsity side, it didn't get any easier for you, as you had a triangular with Plainville and Phillipsburg, and some pretty tough matches, especially against Phillipsburg.
Yeah, you know, starting off that night with Plainville, you know, they've been struggling a little bit this year, just, you know, in terms of their record, but you got to give them credit because they're well coached. I really like the coach on the other side. She always gets them to compete. But the nice thing was, even when, you know, we maintained a lead for a bit and there were moments where Plainville would come back and get in rhythm, you know, we just stayed calm, and we knew that, you know, the next play was coming. And the second that Plainville thought that they, you know, were in the trenches with us, you know, we kicked them right out, you know, just by siding out and just getting really aggressive at the service line. So really proud of the girls for that. And I think we all knew that we just had to maintain and save our energy for the big battle at the end of the night, which was Phillipsburg. I told the girls, no matter what, this is going to be a battle, you know. And the first set, we served them off the court. I mean, we were serving so tough and just putting balls away. And every time that they were out of system, we were a force to be reckoned with at the net. Casey Kieswetter was digging balls left and right and passing really well off serve receive. And, you know, Hallie and Audrey were putting balls away. Alexis David was being pretty efficient, and was really proud of them. And at the end of that set, I told them, you know, okay, you won that first one. And not to be mean, ladies, love you, but nobody cares anymore. We're on to the second set, you know. And that showed in that second set. Our serve receive started to crumble. And, you know, gosh, there were some long rallies that, you know, at the end of those, when you look at the court, you hear the court, everyone's standing up, everyone's oohing and aahing, and the energy just builds and builds and builds. And when the play finally ends, it's like, wow, whoever won that rally, it's like they got 2 points. And Phillipsburg just, it felt like every time in that set we had a long rally, Phillipsburg got it, and they got the momentum. And I said, look, girls, I told you, it's going to shift. We're in the Lions' Den here, and it's really hard to play at your rival school's home gym. And thankfully, at the end of that second set, we went on a bit of a run to, I think, close out. I think it was 22 or 23 points on our end, and obviously Phillipsburg won that one. But I said, we got to use that momentum going into the third set. And my goodness, the third set was a rough start. I thought, oh man, here we go. I had to use both timeouts early and make a lot of subs to slow the momentum. And we made a couple defensive shifts on at that last timeout. And I told the girls, like, this is it. You got to play a play from here on out. And I'll tell you what, they bought in, they listened, and that's credit to them and just being such a great group of coachable girls and competitive girls. And they came out on top that night. That was just a fun match. I think there was about five or six moments in that match where we were tied on both sides, just lead changes happening back and forth. So really proud of them. We walked away victorious.
Pretty tough week is that then after the Phillipsburg and Plainville matches. You Saturday you went to Russell tournament. You end up placing third in that tournament, but it wasn't an easy tournament.
No, that tournament's never easy, you know. And just after a big win on Tuesday, you know, you come off from the high of that and all the girls are a little bit tired and, you know, and you get back to work that week. And, you know, going into those tournaments is hard because – you know, you got three teams to kind of scout for. You don't want to scout too much or too little. And then, you know, you don't know who you're going to play in the other pool. But, man, we had some stellar schools there in Hoisington and Russell and Goodland and Stockton, you know, Topeka West. All these teams are good. You know, we lost to Topeka West last year in the finals in three, and we had them first, you know. So it was a good weekend. We went 4-1 on the day. Pool play was tough. We had several three-set matches, Stockton being one of the toughest. We had to play them at the end of pool play for the top seed. And we came out victorious in that. It was a three-set match. And then we had the semifinals against Minneapolis. And in that match, you know, our girls were a little bit tired, but that's no excuse. You know, we fell apart, you know, in serve receive. Our passing was kind of going away, and our serving, we had like three or four errors and no aces, which is so uncharacteristic of us. You know, Minneapolis capitalized on that, and you know, there was a point where the girls were kind of, you know, complaining for calls, and I said, ladies, you know, when we miss three serves in a row, we can't do that. We gotta be better than that. And they know that as well. You know, I just said, hey, we gotta realize at the end of this match, which, you know, when we lost, I said, like I said at the end of the Phillipsburg game, you know, after we lost that, nobody cares. And after we won that, I said, nobody cares. And after we lost this one here, I said, nobody cares. We're on to the next match. And they really competed against Stockton. You know, we had to play them again, which is always a mentally tough battle. And we swept them in two, and our girls were just terminating balls. Leah Clark and Taylor Schlegel stepped up and setting and getting Audrey and Hallie involved. And Hallie Brooks was just a monster, as always, on the right side and the outside. Our offense is just really dynamic in that way, and I'm just really proud of them.
Now, it's this week is kind of a special night for you on Tuesday night, senior night. You'll be honoring five seniors this year. Tell us a little bit about your seniors and the night of volleyball.
Yeah, we got five seniors that are just a great group of girls. You know, starting off, I'll mention Hallie Brooks as her team captain. She's just a solid athlete. She gets out there and competes and plays with her heart out, which I'm really thankful that she's doing. We got Peyton Bailey as well, who is a co-captain, and she's been the glue to our program in a lot of ways and just really gets the girls motivated. And it's been hard not having her this season, but we're coming to terms with it. We're happy just to honor her tomorrow night. We got Jada Peterson, who it's her first year on varsity, and you know, she's been a good role player for us at practice and just, you know, helping to support her teammates. And when the time's ready, she, you know, she'll be ready for whenever her card's called. And we got Ellie Miller, who has grown immensely in the past 2 years, just in terms of maturity and her ability to make an impact out in the court. And she's tough as nails. She's played injured before, and you know, I'm just happy to honor her tomorrow night and her efforts and what she's done for our program. And Casey Kieswetter, where, gosh, we would not be able to get our front row going if it weren't for her. You know, I'm really proud of those seniors and what they're doing. We got Trigo first up, you know, and they're a team that, you know, they play really, really efficiently. I mean, they're not standout hitters like, you know, you're playing a Hoisington or a Stockton, but they know how to place the ball well to keep your defense honest. And they have a freshman libero who's kind of all over the place, and saw her in film, pretty impressed with her gameplay. And then we have Hoxie. You know, they are well coached. They got athletes over there, and they're I think they've been dealing with some injuries. Their most efficient hitter, I guess, is out right now with a knee injury, which is hard for them. And you know, they But at the same time, they still have one of the top hitters in all of 2A in Emily Boehner, and you know, we're aware of that, and they have some good setters to get them get her going, and you know, they always compete. A lot of credit to them. So it's going to be a fun night overall.
Of course, again, that's at Stoll Gymnasium Tuesday. And then, of course, on Saturday, you're going to finish it out with the Hill City C team tournament.
Yeah, C and JV. So that'll be fun to have both teams in the gyms where they can support each other. You know, if one team's off and one team is on, it's always fun sometimes when they have to play each other in a crossover match. That might happen. But, no, just excited to get those girls reps and everything and, you know, have some local competition where you don't have to travel too far and, you know, be able to just wake up Saturday and be ready to play. And, you know, the last JV tournament, we had Cadence Greason swing down and play with them to get her some more reps, and she was standout. We may not have her this weekend, so it'll give a lot of other girls opportunities to step up. So really excited to see the JV and C team compete.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish the best luck Tuesday on senior night at the Stoll Gymnasium. And then on Saturday, your junior varsity and C team travels to Hill City for an eight-team tournament. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Merlo. And good luck to the volleyball team tonight for senior night. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. For today, a chance of sprinkles before 10 a.m., cloudy through the mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 79, north wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, clear with a low around 48, north wind at around 5 miles per hour. For Wednesday, sunny with a high near 81, a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. Wednesday night, clear with a low around 48, calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 82, light south wind increasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 48. I'll be back with more of your weather in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
For Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Friday night, which is homecoming evening, partly cloudy with a low around 53. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. Sunday, sunny with a high near 81. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 50. And for Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. Right now, over slightly overcast skies, it's 57 degrees. Humidity is at 77%. There's a calm wind. Barometric pressure is at 29.94. Dew point is at 50. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite today at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer DePuy. The Chiefs outlasted the Falcons 22-17 on Sunday Night Football, and Travis Kelce doubled the catches that he had coming into the game with four catches for 30 yards, but still not what everyone expects from him, and Patrick Mahomes talked about it after the game.
I mean, it's crazy because teams still, I mean, the respect respect factor they have for Travis is just unreal. I mean, it's well deserved, but I mean, we're calling a lot of plays for Travis, and it's like two or three people are going to him. So I mean, he understands. I think that's the great thing about him is he wants to make an impact in the game, but he wants to win at the end of the day. And I'm gonna try to do my best to keep feeding him the ball whenever he's there and whenever he's open. But I mean, I think the more Rasheed makes plays, the more we're able to run the football, the more we can get Worthy involved. I think that's gonna open Travis up more. I mean, people are really emphasizing trying to take him away. I mean, it's getting other guys open.
The Chiefs head back home to Arrowhead to open AFC West play as they take on the Chargers Sunday at 3:25. You can watch the game on CBS. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.